I'm thankful. Tattooed on my forehead, I'm thankful. I want that to be on my tombstone, which will be a temporary holding place for this meat wagon. Thankful. I know I'll see grumbling and whatever creep into my attitude, my heart, and I get so embarrassed before God. His goodness has been running me down my whole life. Well, I'm sorry, Brother Bill's not here. Brother Bill is my father-in-law. He is, I know y'all have heard me say this before, he's the Babe Ruth of Bible teaching and preaching. Okay, not Mickey Mantle, mind you, Babe Ruth. All right? Am I wrong? Okay. So no Brother Bill this week, but I love our church family. So I was burned in church. I grew up in Columbus, got burned. Hated church, but I had a fear of God. Wasn't quite enough. I was still pretty rebellious, bit of a rascal. But His goodness kept running me down. And at the time, my future wife, her brother, who was leading music up here, who we also got back from the dead, that's a whole nother story. We were just friends, roommates in college, and I just kind of became part of this church family. And this is what I like to describe as a home church that's too big for somebody's living room, and it's family. I showed up and I saw men of God who were still men, and I said, I want to be like that, particularly her dad, some other guys to whom I'm eternally indebted and grateful. That's who I am, that's who we are. I don't want to waste anybody's time. Brother Bill's not here, so it kind of fell to me to share something. And what's in my heart lately, I'll just share what's in my heart, is that I feel like I've got this word that's been knocking around in my spirit to just don't quit. I'm not trying to quit anything. I don't know what it's about. It makes me think about Jesus. And, you know, Isaiah says he set his face like flint. Now, he didn't quit. He had his moment with the Father in the garden. He said, if there's any way, he was sweating blood. I've never sweat blood. I've never heard of anybody else sweating blood. He understood the gravity of what was happening. At the most critical point in human history ever. And he said, if there's any other way, let this cup pass from me. And I don't think it happened instantly. He was fully human. He had to deal with the internal man. He said, but not my will, but yours. So, just hours later, they come to arrest him. Peter pulls a sword, cuts the guard's ear off, and Jesus rebukes him and says, put it up. Shall I not drink the cup that the Father has given me? Hours earlier, he's like, let this cup pass. If there's any way, let this cup pass. But when he determined that this is the Father's will, and there's no way out, he decided, I'm going to drink the cup. He didn't quit. I think he could have. But it wasn't in him to do it. It was in him to do the Father's will. You know, the same Spirit that dwelt in Jesus Christ dwells in us. The same Spirit that raised him from the dead, right here, this is where heaven and earth meet, in the hearts of men. Aaron and I love Mark Sayers. He says, focus is worship. And what you're focusing on, that's what your attention is towards. That's what you're interested in. That's what you're worshiping. Brother Charles said, don't shoot a shotgun, shoot a laser. If we could focus on him, I love that song we sing, the old chorus. Let the world around me fade away. If we could set our eyes on him and not look to the left or the right. You know what Jesus said? He said, if anybody sets his hand to the plow and looks back, he's not fit for service in the kingdom of God. And looks back. Now, I can look at my life and my failures and have a lot of questions, okay? But he's a redeemer. He can cover all my mistakes, thank God. You know, I see him as this dad who's got this child who's learning how to walk, and he's always doing it. Just backing up. You know we've all done this. Backing up. I think I told y'all I'm showing the kids my favorite classic movies. We've done Rocky 1, 2, 3. We'll do 4 later this week. It's 4th of July. We'll watch 4. It's going to be great. Chariots of Fire. Okay. I love Rocky. Anybody not seen Rocky? Towards the end of the movie, spoiler alert, it's the last round of the fight. Rocky, who was not even on the champion's radar, he's just somebody to put on the ticket because everybody else fell through. And the champ didn't really take him serious, but this man was there to go the distance. He said, I can't beat the champ. He's the champ. I just want to go to the end. I want to last. And in the 15th and final round, the champ knocks Rocky down. And he's already knocked the champ down. He's never been knocked down before. He's put on an exhibition. It's like superhuman, you know. And his own corner's telling him, stay down, stay down. And Apollo, the champ, is over here. He's already celebrating. And Rock starts climbing. And he gets to his knees. And then he gets to the rope and he gets up to his feet. And Apollo has his back and he turns around and he sees this guy getting up. I mean, just the life just came out of him. Who needs you to not quit? Is there somebody that needs you to... Whatever it is, if it's being a mom, the mundane stuff, Misty, having to deal with the daily, the laundry, the no daughter, no son, we don't do it this way. Don't quit. It's worth it. And our enemy, he's already defeated. Hello. Hello? All right? We may not see him that way, but he is beneath our feet if we cannot quit. I think the Lord's after serious men and women. Now, that's a word that I took personally when Charles Simpson was here several years ago. He was talking about how the Lord chose the Apostle Paul. He said Saul of Tarsus was a serious man. I mean, he's carting off men and women in chains because the ideology didn't work. He thought he was doing God's work. He's serious. And God said, I can use that. I had to get serious. I was wanting to do life Jack's way. I felt like the Lord had told me to quit drinking at the time. And I loved drinking. And so I can tell you, I remember this moment of feeling in my spirit like the Lord said, I want you to quit drinking. And I was like, no. Now, fast forward, and God was working. I mean, another thing Charles said that weekend was, don't play checkers with God. He knows all the moves, and it's his board. And I'm not saying anything about people want to drink. Great. Do what you can do in faith. I can't do it in faith, all right, because I drank rebelliously, all right? It's the best way to put it. And even to where I, you know, the habit had me. I didn't have a habit. The habit had me. And I had to get serious about who am I? My guy who wants to do what Jack wants to do, or wants to do what the Father wants me to do. And it was not easy. You understand when Paul says, I die daily, dying is serious. But anyone who loves his life is going to lose it. Anyone who loses his life will find it. And I finally said yes to God. And it was not a pretty picture when it happened. And I was in rough shape. But it was 8 years ago now. And I don't miss it. And God wants to help. He wants to help you do what He wants you to do. His desires for us to get where He wants us to be are greater than our desires for ourselves or for Him. He set His face like flint. I think that's a good word. I want to do that. I want to be that. I want to be like Jesus. So I want to encourage you that He wants to help you. He's planned all your days. And if we run our race, you got a different race than me. If you run your race and you run it to win it, there's a reward. And He has dealt with the sin issue. Don't you love how Brother Bill did this analogy? Were y'all here? He said, there's this problem, and it's your sin. And it's right here. It's not just in your way of you getting to God. It was in His way to getting to you. So He dealt with that. Everybody do this, please. This is your sin. All right. Gone. Dealt with. East and west, He has dealt with it. The barrier is broken. You understand? His love is boundless. Now we can get on. As like Brother Bill was talking about last week, not as just servants. I'm happy to be a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord. Nope, get the ring and the cloak. This is my son. Here's your place at the table. Now, the son of the house is different than the servant of the house. I'm excited about that. We are sons and daughters of God. We did not inherit a spirit of fear, but a spirit of sonship and daughtership. So that's just what's been knocking around in my little brain. I'm thankful to be able to share that with you, and I'd like if we could stand, and I'll pray, and hopefully what's no good you'll forget by the time you get out the door, and if there's anything good, you'll take it with you, give it away. Well, thank you, Lord. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. the firstborn from among the dead. Thank you for how you love us. Thank you for how you've chosen to relate to us. This new thing that Jesus ushered in of being able to relate as father and child. Thank you that your desires for us are greater than ours for you. And what an understatement. Great is thy faithfulness. Your faithfulness and your love endure forever and ever. You have overcome the grave. You have overcome the world. Lord, build that in us, which is worth building on by your Holy Spirit. And demolish that in us which does not belong. Give us the heart to obey. I ask, Lord, that you would heal the brokenhearted. Heal the brokenhearted in this room. Heal the brokenhearted loved ones that we have. I know I have many. I'm just going through my Rolodex of brokenhearted people that I love in my mind. And we entrust them to you, Lord. I thank you for this wonderful family that you've given to me and me to them. I thank you, Lord, that we don't have to run our races alone. That we've got each other and we've got you. And that you've promised never to leave us or forsake us. Thank you for your great faithfulness. Your love, O Lord, it reaches from the highest star to the lowest hell. So with grateful, rich hearts, we thank you. We entrust these things to you. We ask for your grace. Help us to fix our focus on you by your grace and your mercy. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord.